Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a time when you led a group project. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of being well prepared for the speaking test. One common topic that often appears in IELTS Speaking Part 2 is describing a time when you had to lead a group project. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in this topic and boost your IELTS speaking score. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to lead a group project, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to communicate about leadership experiences, teamwork, and problem-solving skills. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being a recurring theme in future tests. Part 1. Introduction and interview. Before diving into the main topic, let's look at some questions you might encounter in Part 1 related to leadership and group work. Do you enjoy working in a team? Have you ever been a team leader? What qualities do you think a good leader should have? Let's focus on question 3 and provide a sample answer. Examiner, what qualities do you think a good leader should have? Sample answer, band 7-8. I believe a good leader should possess several key qualities. Firstly, they need to be excellent communicators, able to articulate their vision clearly to team members. Secondly, strong leaders should be empathetic and understand the needs and concerns of their team. Additionally, they should be decisive when making important decisions, but also open to feedback from others. Lastly, I think a good leader should lead by example, demonstrating dedication and integrity in their work. Part 2, Long Term. Now let's move on to the main topic. Here's a sample cue card you might receive. Describe a time when you had to lead a group project. You should say, what the project was about, who was in your group, what challenges you faced, and explain how you felt about leading the project. Sample answer, band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to lead a group project during my university studies. The project was about developing a marketing strategy for a local small business as part of our marketing course. Our group consisted of 4 members, including myself. We had Sarah, who was great with graphic design, Tom, who excelled in data analysis, and Lisa, who had strong writing skills. One of the main challenges we faced was coordinating our schedules to meet regularly, as we all had different timetables and part-time jobs. Another issue was ensuring everyone's ideas were heard and incorporated into the final strategy. As the leader, I felt a mix of excitement and nervousness. It was my first time leading a project of this scale, and I was eager to prove myself. However, I also felt responsible for the team's success, which added some pressure. To overcome our challenges, I set up a shared online document where we could contribute ideas and updates asynchronously. I also organized weekly video calls to discuss our progress and address any issues. Overall, leading this project was a valuable learning experience. It taught me the importance of clear communication, delegation, and time management in group work. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an experience where I took on the role of project leader during my final year at university. The project in question was an interdisciplinary endeavor aimed at developing a sustainable urban planning proposal for our city's downtown area. Our team was a diverse cohort of 5 students from different academic backgrounds. We had Emma, an environmental science major with expertise in sustainability practices, Alex, an architecture student with a keen eye for design, Sophia, a sociology major who brought valuable insights into community needs, Marcus, a computer science student skilled in data modeling, and myself, with a background in urban planning. The project presented several formidable challenges. The most significant was integrating our diverse perspectives into a cohesive proposal. Each team member approached the task through the lens of their discipline, that which occasionally led to conflicting viewpoints. Additionally, we faced the challenge of gathering and analyzing vast amounts of data from various sources to support our proposals. As the team leader, I experienced a gamut of emotions. Initially, I felt a sense of trepidation about managing such a complex project with a team from varied backgrounds. However, this quickly evolved into enthusiasm as I recognized the potential for innovative solutions that our diverse skill sets could generate. To address our challenges, I implemented a structured approach to our meetings, ensuring each team member had dedicated time to present their ideas. I also established a system of peer review, where each proposal was constructively critiqued by the team, fostering a culture of collaborative improvement. Furthermore, I leveraged technology to streamline our workflow, using project management software to track tasks and deadlines, and data visualization tools to help us make sense of the complex information we were dealing with. Leading this project was an immensely rewarding experience. It honed my skills in conflict resolution, strategic thinking, and interdisciplinary collaboration. Most importantly, it reinforced my belief in the power of diverse perspectives in tackling complex, real-world problems. Follow-up questions. How did you ensure everyone in the group contributed equally? What was the most valuable lesson you learned from this leadership experience? Sample answer for question 2, band 8-9. The most valuable lesson I gleaned from this leadership experience was the paramount importance of effective communication in group dynamics. I realized that fostering an environment of open dialogue and active listening was crucial for the team's success. This experience taught me that a leader's role isn't just about delegating tasks or making decisions, but also about facilitating meaningful exchanges of ideas and creating a space where every team member feels valued and heard. Moreover, I learned the significance of adaptability in leadership. As we progressed through the project, I had to adjust my leadership style to suit different situations and team members' needs. Sometimes, this meant taking a more directive approach when deadlines loomed, while at other times, it involved stepping back and empowering team members to take ownership of their areas of expertise. This experience also underscored the importance of emotional intelligence in leadership. Recognizing and managing both my own emotions and those of my team members was crucial in maintaining a positive and productive work environment, especially during challenging phases of the project. Ultimately, this leadership role taught me that effective leadership is a continuous learning process, requiring constant self-reflection and a willingness to grow and adapt. It's a lesson that has profoundly influenced my approach to teamwork and leadership in subsequent professional endeavors. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to leadership and group projects. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, do you think leadership skills are innate or can they be developed? Sample answer, band 8-9. While I believe that some individuals may have natural predispositions that lend themselves well to leadership, I'm firmly of the opinion that leadership skills can be cultivated and honed over time. Many of the core competencies associated with effective leadership, such as communication, emotional intelligence, and strategic thinking, are skills that can be developed through practice and experience. Historical examples and contemporary research in psychology and management studies support this view. We've seen numerous cases of individuals who've grown into leadership roles, improving their capabilities through mentorship, formal education, and on-the-job experience. That said, I think the most effective leaders are those who combine a natural aptitude for leadership with a strong commitment to personal growth and skill development. They're often characterized by their willingness to learn from both successes and failures, and their ability to adapt their leadership style to different situations and team dynamics. Moreover, I believe that the rapidly changing nature of our global work environment necessitates continuous learning and adaptation in leadership. Skills that may have been sufficient for leaders in the past might not be adequate for addressing the complex challenges of today's interconnected and technologically driven world. In conclusion, while some may have a head start in leadership abilities, I'm convinced that with dedication, self-reflection, and the right learning opportunities, most individuals can develop and improve their leadership skills significantly. Examiner, how has technology changed the way group projects are managed? Sample answer, band 8-9. Technology has revolutionized the management of group projects in numerous ways, fundamentally altering the landscape of collaborative work. One of the most significant impacts has been the facilitation of remote collaboration. With the advent of cloud-based project management tools, video conferencing platforms, and collaborative document editing software, teams can now work together seamlessly across geographical boundaries. This shift has led to a more globalized approach to project management, allowing organizations to leverage diverse talent pools from around the world. It has also enhanced flexibility in work arrangements, enabling team members to contribute at times that suit their individual schedules, potentially boosting productivity and work-life balance. Moreover, technology has greatly improved the efficiency of project management processes. Automated task assignment, progress tracking, and deadline reminders have reduced the administrative burden on project leaders, allowing them to focus more on strategic aspects of the project. Data analytics tools have also empowered managers to make more informed decisions based on real-time project metrics and performance indicators. However, this technological revolution is not without its challenges. The ease of constant communication can sometimes lead to information overload or expectation of immediate responses, potentially causing stress for team members. There's also the risk of over-reliance on technology, which might diminish the value of face-to-face interactions and the organic exchange of ideas that often occurs in physical meetings. Furthermore, the digital divide remains a concern, as not all regions or individuals have equal access to advanced technological tools, potentially creating disparities in project participation and management capabilities. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly transformed group project management for the better in many ways, it's crucial for leaders to strike a balance between leveraging technological advantages and maintaining the human element of collaboration. The most effective project managers are those who can harness the power of technology while still fostering meaningful interpersonal connections within their teams. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Interdisciplinary, plenary, adjective, involving two or more academic disciplines. Example: our interdisciplinary approach allowed us to tackle the problem from multiple angles. Cohesive, cussive, adjective, forming a united whole. Example: despite our diverse backgrounds, we managed to form a cohesive team. Formidable, formidable, adjective, inspiring fear or respect through being impressively large, powerful, intense, or capable. Example: leading the project presented formidable challenges, but we overcame them through teamwork. Gamut, commet, noun, the complete range or scope of something. Example: as a leader, I experienced a gamut of emotions throughout the project. Trepidation, dation, noun, a feeling of fear or anxiety about something that may happen. Example: I felt some trepidation about taking on such a significant leadership role. Leverage, large, verb, use something to maximum advantage. Example: we leveraged each team member's unique skills to enhance our project's outcome. Paramount, paramount, adjective, more important than anything else, supreme. Example: effective communication was of paramount importance in our group project. Glean, glean, verb, obtain information from various sources, often with difficulty. Example: I gleaned valuable insights about leadership from this experience. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in your speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in English conversations daily, focusing on topics related to leadership and teamwork. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use advanced terms related to project management and leadership. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts and provide examples to support them. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to demonstrate your language proficiency. Work on your fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without too many hesitations or pauses. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions rather than memorized responses. Listen carefully. Make sure you understand the questions fully before answering. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about language skills, but also about effectively communicating your ideas and experiences. Good luck with your preparation. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find these articles helpful. Describe a time when you faced a challenge at work or school. Describe a time when you learned a valuable lesson. Describe a creative project you have worked on.